The Jonas Brothers on a Saturday morning, coming to you live from the center of Bolito on 88 FM. This is Radio Life and Style, the voice of Bolito. Those were the Jonas Brothers. Cool. How appropriate, because we're going to be headed into a very cool chat right now. If you're headed towards the Lifestyle Center in Bolito, the center of Bolito, you will no doubt see outside the Super Spa a marvelous gazebo-type display from one of the finest estates on the North Coast. Fairview Estate is a kind of groundbreaking, revolutionary concept in getting back to the earth in the way that connects you and the family to the finer things in life, but without losing touch of the reality that is brand Bolito. So close, and yet a million miles away in concept. And I say that with respect, because how would you like to live an authentic life, a farm style life, a country style life, with all of the freedom that that gives you, and the security and the benefits of being able to grow your own food and raise your own flock of whatever it is you want to do, or maybe combine with others and raise macadamias. I mean, listen, this sounds like a dream, but with only literally minutes away, you've got Bolito, you've got the international airport, you've got the sea, you've got everything that you could wish for. It sounds like it's unreal, huh? And unaffordable? Well, I'm going to tell you a story. In fact, I'm not going to tell you a story. We've got two very special guests in with me this morning. Darren Taylor and Justine Langford, or maybe it's Justine Langford and Darren Taylor, because, you know, got a girl's first. But both intimately involved in Fairview Estate, and welcome to the studio. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So bright and early on a Saturday, for me it is bright and early on Saturday. You've been up, no doubt, because you live the healthy lifestyle out at Fairview, and no doubt when the sun rises and the rooster crows, you're up gathering eggs and I don't know what you're... Just let's talk about it. I mean, it sounds ideal, but maybe we start with ladies first. Justine, how did you come to cast your lot in with Fairview?
So I run the marketing for Fairview Estates, and I also live on Fairview Estates. I've lived there for the last 3 years. So when I originally moved on, there was no fence line. We had no other farmers living on Fairview, so I've literally seen it grow from being a sugarcane farm to what it is today. We've got a interim gatehouse in place. We've got residents living there. We've got people building. We've got people moving on with their families. I have my own little chicken coop, and now I've got other families moving on, and they're putting up their chickens, and I'm getting WhatsApps asking me about what I recommend for this coop or that chicken feed, and it's changed so much in that short amount of time, and it's so nice to be able to share what I've learned, because I came from another estate in Bolito, not a farming background at all, and moving on with my son has just been really awesome. And so being involved living there and working on the marketing is just such a good collaboration for me, because it's just so natural for me. I'm talking every day about something that I love, something that I'm living and breathing, as well as, you know, doing the work as well. So
because often when you're in marketing, you're marketing products and services that you're not necessarily connected to. Sometimes that's an advantage, but generally speaking, it's always a win if you love what you do, because then you're technically not really working at all. You're just indulging in your passion. And it is really a lifestyle that is almost from the picture books or the story, the fairy tale, because we live in a very artificial world these days, and we seem to have lost touch with nature to a large degree, except for those that are lucky enough to live on a larger piece of real estate where they're still in touch with growing things and tending things. But that tends to come at a price, because generally people that live in that kind of environment live away from the city, and it's a huge schlep. In fact, that's what I've heard people say about Fairview. It's so far away. I mean, isn't it very difficult to live that far away? What is the reality?
Yeah, so as a mom, doing the school run and obviously very busy with after school sports and all of that, you know, we do a lot of driving. We live in our cars, as most moms do. And I get asked that question a lot. And honestly, I'm up I go to gym in the morning in Bolito. I'm back home to take my son to school. I must tell you, the school run is the best school run you could ever have. We drive on a beautiful farm road. We see bird life and nature along the way. We don't have any roadblocks or traffic. You know, we might have the odd farm tractor or horses walking along the trails, and we stop, and you know, it's just so beautiful and scenic out there, and I don't have the stress of having to drive through Bolito or anything like that. And
the irony is the stress of driving through Bolito. I mean, we're so spoiled here. Our traffic jam is about 5 minutes in the morning if you come to the intersection outside the Lifestyle Center. But reality is that distance and time sometimes are an issue in real terms, because deadlines, you've got to get to school at a certain time, etc. Kids never really are ready in the morning, and it's a, you know, how can we possibly cope? The reality is, Fairview is how far from the center of Bolito?
It's about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
In fact, Darren is indicating here it's less because he drives fast.
It's about 5 kilometers away. Yeah.
So it's 5Ks. I mean, come on. If you grew up like I did on the East Rand, I mean, gee, wherever you were took a while, and it's even worse now. Joburg, I believe, if you want to go from one suburb to another, you could, you know, half an hour, three quarters in the traffic, dodging potholes and traffic lights that aren't working, etc. It's a different lifestyle. That's why people are moving here and coming to enjoy, I use the word authentic, a more authentic life, especially for the kids. And that, I think, speaks volumes for the market that you're talking to. Let's talk to you, Darren. You're in sales, and in fact, you are selling the dream and living the dream. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I've been living on Fairview for about 3 months now, and yeah, it's. I mean, I'm loving every single second of it. So it's just a bit of an adjustment to the lifestyle that we're used to, and it takes a bit of time. And with that time, you actually learn more and more about how to like truly get the most out of what you have on this estate, which is, you know, like you say, growing your own, having your own chickens, growing your own food, and having the space and the quiet. The quiet's been the best part of it for me.
Okay, but I bet you get this question a lot. What about the security? Because you're out there in China. You know, out there is dangerous.
Out there in the bush.
Dangerous.
Yeah, it's one of my one of the biggest parts, or one of our best-selling tools, really, is that a lot of people want the space, they want the freedom, but with it, they're so concerned about the security that... And you know, this being the first time this has ever really been done, we're offering a security system that's very similar set up to any of the other estates in Bolito. So you've got the same security company that's running it, you've got the same electrified and alarm fence line running around the estate, got access control gatehouse, and got guards patrolling the fence line. So living there, I feel safe. I feel like I can leave my doors open. I don't have to worry about closing, don't even have trolley doors. So I mean, it's just a very relaxed sort of...
And let's face it, that's why a lot of people are moving away from the centers of the smoke and industry, etc., because of the fact that living in an estate on the North Coast, you have much more security than is available elsewhere in the country where you don't have those levels of security. And the kids can roam free to a degree. Obviously, you want to be a responsible parent. You don't want to let your kid roam and cause trouble with the neighbors. But the bottom line is, it's like getting back to life the way it used to be.
Yeah. I think.
Is it expensive? Because, I mean, it's got something like this sounds to me like it is going to be brutally expensive.
You know, cost-wise, it's if you look at the value of what you're getting in this estate and the price that you're paying, it's actually relatively very well priced, and the fact that you can build two houses on a single property also appeals to a lot of people, where you can go in with a partnership with a friend or with a family member, and it makes it a lot more affordable when you look at it that sense.
So you could do sort of that generational Ponderosa style living.
100%,
you know, look after the old people and they put in the money, and we all kind of club in, and together as a unit we conquer the world. It sounds look, I mean, there are communities that live like that by choice, and it's been a very successful, not easy necessarily to, you know, draw up the rules, but that's your business. Bottom line is it's available here, and it's available at a price point that as you say offers you fair value.
Yeah, it's in line with all the other estates in the area. So
sell me a property. What does it cost?
You're looking at 3.6 million starting price.
For the land. And what do you get for that?
You get 20,000 square meters of land as our starting entry level.
20,000? Just explain to me. Normal Bolito Free standard is what, on about an eighth of an acre? Or
we're looking at about 1,500 on a standard residential stand in Belito. We're selling 20,000. So almost, 15 of those stands? So
you're looking at a block in Belito, a whole residential block. It sounds amazing.
No, it is. It's very, very good value for money. And and like I said again...
You can put two houses.
You can build your shed. So you can have agricultural building, and we've actually...
Have you got electricity?
We have got electricity, so we provide each stand with...
You're lucky, because the rest of the country doesn't.
Obviously, we encourage the off-grid living. I mean, that's a big part of our sales point. So where we can encourage, in our building code and our building guidelines, we talk a lot about building your house to be more efficient and more effective in terms of its use of power and energy. So a lot of the guys are looking at designing their house to be a lot more efficient, and then they can go off the grid as far as possible. We are providing our water from our boreholes, so we're already off the grid on the water and the sewer, because we don't have access to the municipal mains for sewer. So we are each owner will have to build their own septic tank and soak away it.
Okay.
So,
well, that's like normal farm living. That's not a major.
No. Yeah.
And with modern building techniques and materials, they are very, very efficient and very effective.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just talk about here is the thing. A lot of estates have started life selling property with no build-by clause, because buy now, build later. Mm. And by the time people have turned towards building, everything has gone north except for their salaries, and now they can't afford to build. So there they stand with these big empty stands, and I'm no names, no patrol, but there are examples not too far from us.
Correct.
What is your policy?
So we've got a develop by protocol on the estate, where we would like to see people develop their land. So being agricultural land, ultimately the end goal is to utilize it in an agricultural sense. So that is...
What do you mean? You can make some money out of it?
Correct. That is...
Now it becomes even more exciting. Hello.
We do realize that most, when I say most, 99% of our buyers are not actually farmers. It's not the right size for someone to make a sustainable living off of farming. But what we have implemented is a macadamia co-op, which sort of solves that problem for all of our buyers, so that they can buy into a farm style, for having a farmer and a tractor and basically the labor, that it doesn't have to be only their cost. It now gets shared between other farmers
in
the estate.
It's literally cooperative agriculture.
Yes.
No better word for it. Everyone that wants to, you don't have to take part in the scheme,
correct,
but if you want to, turn your fields over to macadamias, and then you've got trees, which is, in fact, a very interesting crop, because once they've grown, all you have to do is maintain them, not massively labor-intensive.
Correct. They're actually very low labor-intensive, and they're very beautiful, actually.
Nice
to
carbon positive.
Correct, yeah.
So if you want to find out more about this, folks, you're listening now to... I'm talking to Darren Taylor and Justine Langford from Fairview Estate, both of whom are at the Lifestyle Center for the next 2 days with a kind of expo to give you the information that you want to find out whether or not it's a fit for you. A great investment opportunity, no doubt. A lifestyle opportunity, absolutely. Is it for you? Well, that's for you to find out. I suggest you pop down to the Lifestyle Center over the next day or two and find out more, because no doubt, Darren, Justine, you're able to take people out on a bit of a look-see.
If correct, yes.
Interest is there. It's not very far. You've mentioned 5 kilometers away. There's a whole new world and experience waiting for you. As a final parting marketing shot from you.
So I understand that Fairview isn't for everyone, but if you're looking to have a more wholesome, genuine lifestyle, you want to grow your own veg, live more sustainably, have your kids come home with filthy feet every day, then this is the absolute dream life. I'm living it with my son, and I know, and I can see how he's flourished living there. So yeah, I would definitely come chat to us here at the activation, or contact us and we can tell you more about it.
Justine Langford, she's in the marketing team that is Fairview. And Darren, your final word on the matter of sales for Fairview. How are they going, by the way?
The sales have been going really, really well. So we
have still got stock available.
We do have stock available. And what's nice is that everyone has different visions and different dreams of what they want. So it's not that there's, you know, only a certain type of plot left, or we limit it to just that. We've actually got a full array of whatever you're looking for. And it just it actually ends up coming down to what each person wants. And it is true that every single person wants something different. So we do try and find the best plot that suits your vision and your dream of what you want to create with your family. And my final parting would be, you know, if you don't have enough space for your chickens, come out to Fairview. We'll give you more space and you can expand from there.
Well, there it is, Darren Taylor and Justine Langford from Fairview Estate. They're currently at the Lifestyle Center for the next 2 days, giving you the opportunity to experience the lifestyle at a distance. And if you want to get really close up and personal, I'm sure they'll take you out there. Thanks so much for joining me in this special Saturday morning issue edition of The Morning Show. I'm Dave Charles. This is Radio Life and Style. The time now is 14 and a half minutes past nine, and the Saturday dream is yours. Pop down to the Lifestyle Center, say hi to the folks at from Fairview Estate. Is it true that you have to be good looking to live at Fairview? Because both of you are.
It's the wholesome lifestyle and the homegrown veg.
All that fresh air.
I'm there tomorrow. Thanks again for chatting.